end. I mean, the fifth goal, I'm not really too worried about the fifth goal because...
Breakaway.
Nah, it's just a breakaway. And we had to go for it, so we threw everyone in the box. But delighted with the performance. I set the boys in there. It's, you know, if they didn't think that we're a good team before that game, then after the game, they must believe it now because, you know, I thought they were fantastic.
Incredible resilience, because when you went 4-2 down, things could have got ugly then.
Yeah, but I know the team and the character, and then, like I said, they're battlers. And this year, when we've been up against it, against Cove in the cup final, against Cove when they came back to 3-2, you know, another game, so down to Fort William, we bounced back. So I still thought, as long as there was two goals in it, if we get a goal, we knew we had a chance. Mm. And so I was trying to tell them to calm down and fair play. When they got the goal, it looked like we were going to go and get it, and they were wasting time, and which is a bit of a compliment to our team as well.
Mm-hmm. And Kieran McLean going off a wee bit of blow, but you readjusted. Jay Cheen went into the middle.
Aye, we put on Sean Wood at right back, and Jay is a good centre midfielder as well. But Kieran gives us a bit of balance in there. He's mm-hmm. you know, made that position his own this year, so we did probably miss him. But I thought Jay was class. You know, I like Jay when he's more on the right because he gives us good delivery. So it was a blow, and he's away to go to the hospital and get a scan, but touch wood, it's not broken, it's just a knock.
The boys showed great legs, great energy in the second half, particularly Spider.
Yeah, I thought Kevin Fraser and Cassangus showed that they could play at that level, I thought, quite comfortably.
Sam Urquhart did a great job.
Sam as well, probably three of them, and even John. I think the four of them, you look at Chris was banging some of their players at the way at the end, and you know, hoping they're going to come in and try and sign him now. That's all I'm worried about. Because he scored two against them, he could have had a hat trick, and if Declan Milne's bummed and getting in the way at the end, thank you, mate. Hat trick.
You must have been really proud of the boys, so, I mean, the way they represented themselves.
We are. Look, I mean, I'm so proud of them, but I'm not going to have too much of a goal, but letting in five goals, disappointed with that. I am disappointed, I said that to them, but no, you're right. I mean, we scored three against a championship club. We know we can score goals against anyone with the pace we've got in the team and the quality, but probably didn't help. Lewis McKinnon's not 100%. You can probably see that he was struggling about the pitch, and obviously taking Jay Cheen out of right back. But letting in five goals, you know, if they told me before the game we were going to score three, I fancied us to get a result, so a bit disappointing.
Well, Alan Johnson said the fact that they scored five, they would have expected to be out of sight, so that was a bit of a compliment as well.
Yeah, no, definitely, but we knew we were going to score. I said to them before the game, I fancied us to get one or two. We knew it was going to be the other end, and, you know, we gave goals away a wee bit. I didn't think their goals were particularly, they opened us up, you know, it was more mistakes, but they'll maybe think differently, but that was a disappointing thing. But again, like you say, it's a club three divisions above us. We're not going to be too disappointed. They've came here, I think we matched them. Their fitness, and I thought the boy Higginbottom that came on had a bit of quality. He was probably the different second half. He was quality.
And a great advert for the standard of the Highland League.
Yeah, I believe it's getting better. I played in it 3 years ago and played in it for 10 years. So you used to get away with having lads that maybe weren't a fit but had quality, or they could pass the ball but they were ex-perfect. But now, if you want to be a top team in the Highland League, you've got to be almost like a professional, you know, and that's what we're trying to get through our guys, to do the right things off the park. I mean, last year we had guys that were maybe not at the fitness level we were looking for, and you get found out. We got found out against Fairmartin, and I thought today our fitness levels looked good. Their sharpness were better, the full time sharpness was better, but I didn't think there was much in the fitness.
Right, a wee bit disappointing for Ross Sunley. Maybe feels he should have saved that third goal.
I know he should save it, but I think he pulled off two worldies.
Yeah, he's
a different class.
You know, if you're being critical, he's a goalkeeper, but if you make a mistake, it's highlighted. So yeah, he should save it, but he pulled off a save in the first half, especially. I thought it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
so
Clark, brilliant.
It's good.